Blog Talk Radio. Breaking down barriers, breaking through walls, breaking out of boundaries.
Never give up, never give in, always look up, and God has a plan. Welcome to Conversations with a Diva, sponsored by WBDN Media, the By Design Network. I'm Sabrina Williams, and I will be your host. Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Sabrina Williams, and I'm hosting Conversations with the Diva. Today, we're going to be talking about children attention deficit disorder and what that means. Before we begin, we'd like to pray this show in. Thank you, God, for this show. Bless us as we talk about a topic that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts that affect children deeply. And we'd like to thank you to WBDN Media, Volante Grant, for sponsoring this show, and also to many others, Roy Jones Jr., for allowing me to interview their boxers, and a special shout out to Next Level Fitness, Danny Bongiorno. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a sunny day in Las Vegas, Nevada. As I look out the window, I am here in my office. I didn't go out today because I am very sick, and that is not a good thing. But we can still broadcast by the grace of God. Did you guys know that ADHD, also known as attention deficit disorder or hyperkinetic disorder, has been around a lot longer than most people realize? In fact, a condition that appeared to be similar to ADHD was described by Hippocrates, who lived from 460 to 370 BC, long time back. The name attention deficit disorder was first introduced in the 1980s. In the third edition of the Diagnosis and Statistic Manual of Mental Disorders. So how does that help you guys? Basically, we see kids a lot running around, and teachers in the classroom say that they can't sit down, they won't sit down. Were all kids hyper that have attention deficit disorder? No, because in my mind, children that, especially in school, when you take away the recess and you take away the time to allow them to go outside, it's a big thing, especially for boys. Boys have energy. They have testosterone. Yes, I said testosterone. They're born to be hyper than girls. Later on, as they get older, they learn to calm down more, manage their hormones and emotions. Girls at a younger age are much more calmer. So when it would be easy to say that all boys have attention deficit or ADHD, as we'll say today, but that's truly not the truth. The truth is that there can be many causes for the ADHD, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Is it normal for children to forget homework, daydream during class, act without thinking, or get fidgety at dinner table? Yeah. And is it normal to be impulsive? Yeah, depending on their age. Absolutely. But how does that affect the child's ability to learn? Well, it only affects it if they are not able to concentrate and focus on what they're doing in the classroom to get the work done. Does that make sense to you guys? Good. Oh. Hold on one second. So, anyway, we're hoping that we have a caller coming in. He's a special caller, so we'll wait to see. But as we go on, we will just continue to talk. And as I was saying, that we know the kids can't sit still. It's hard for them to listen. Sometimes it's hard for us adults to listen and to follow directions. So we have to really figure out what's going on with the child. Sometimes they never seem to listen. They don't want to follow instructions, no matter how clearly you present them to them. But Let's decide, is it a normal behavior or is it attention deficit or is it ADHD? They can be similar, however, it can be just hard to difficult to distinguish between the two. What are the things that that we want to look for is the child show a number of signs, and what can we do about it? And there's some myths about ADHD. All kids with ADHD are hyperactive. They're not. Some children have ADHD, and they can be calm. Usually, ADHD doesn't manifest itself and usually is diagnosed after the child is about 8 years old. So that's one of the important things. Kids with ADHD could behave better if they wanted to. Actually, the kids with ADHD, they're doing their best. They're sitting down, they're staying quiet, or they're paying attention. They're trying. It's not that they appear disobedient. And that's interesting, because if a child is not diagnosed, and later on they can go into what people call oppositional defiant behavior, because it's not bad behavior, it's because they weren't diagnosed correctly. Kids will eventually grow out. Actually, sometimes ADHD, ADD continues until they're an adult. So it's not something you can outgrow. Treatment can be, children can learn to manage and minimize the symptoms, some through medication, some through natural remedies. Medication is the best option for ADHD, ADHD. Not always. It depends on the child, the family, what their beliefs are, and what they need to do. Okay, so we talked about the myths. There's five myths. All kids with ADD are active. Myth two, kids with ADD never pay attention. We know it's not true. Kids with ADD, she can behave better if they wanted to. They try. Kids will should grow out of ADHD. Medication is the best treatment, not for everybody. So what are the characteristics? Three main characteristics of this disorder would be that the hyperactive boy who talks nonstop, can't sit still, and I'm talking about not sit still, like he is the road runner and he's been chased by Wile E. Coyote. We all remember that cartoon, right? All right. So another one, the quiet dreamer who sits at her desk and stares off into space. These would be A, B, C choices. So A, the hyperactive boy, he talks nonstop, can't sit still. B, the quiet dreamer who sits at her desk and stares off into space, that still doesn't do her schoolwork. One's hyper, one's quiet. What would you guys say? Some people say B. Some people say A. Actually, the correct answer is C, both A and B. The three primary characteristics of ADD are inattention, hyperactivity, impulsivity. One of the things is inattentive, not hyper or impulsive. They hyperactive and impulsive, but not able to pay attention. Inactive, hyperactivity, and impulsive. That's the common form. And children who have inattentive signs of ADD are often overlooked since they're not disruptive. But they could be showing through bad grades. But if they're not disruptive, it may be said that maybe they're depressed, which sometimes it's not. Yeah, you can get depressed because your school grades are not doing well. Hold on 1 second. Hi, this is Conversations with the Diva. How are you? Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Is that Sabrina Williams?
Yes, and you are calling from Roy Jones Jr. Gym, one of the best gyms in Las Vegas, Nevada. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. All right, so tell everybody your name.
Yeah, my name is Milorad Žižić. I'm coming from Europe, from Montenegro, ex-Yugoslavian Republic, and now I'm based here in Las Vegas.
All right. Well, Lisa Velcher and Keith, I'm just excited you called in. I'm so nervous because I love when my boxers call in. So to me, you're a superstar. So I really appreciate you calling in. So I'm going to get my questions for you. Just tell us about what's your country like? Describe it. Is it really beautiful?
Yeah, my country is wonderful. It's a beautiful nature, nice people, everything is beautiful. But for boxing, USA is the best.
Awesome. Okay, so as we go, now I got my questions. You know, it's hard when you're talking to a superstar. So I love boxing. Okay, so your weight class. Tell us about your weight class.
I'm a middleweight fighter. I fight 160 pounds, but now I will go down to 154 and fight in light middleweight division.
Why did you go down?
Because I never have a team like this before, and they think that it's better to go down to lighter division so I can be stronger, and the guys are my size. I'm not too big, and I think that I can do better in light middleweight division, and that I'm going to be closer to the belt.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you, I love Roy's gym. Why don't you tell everybody the atmosphere of it and why I think it's like a family? Do you get that the gym is like a family atmosphere?
Yeah, really. That is very quiet, nice gym. Everybody is nice inside. We have a good trainers, good treatment to everybody who comes here to work with us. And really, every single person we treat just like a family.
Exactly. Because I know that when I went there, it's not about your looks. It's about the heart of the person. So tell me about your experience. How you obviously have been boxing before, so tell me about your experience.
Basically, boxing is involved in my family since I was born, because my father was one of the greatest amateur boxers from my country ever, and I always wanted to be like him. His name is Veselin Zizek, and also he I always wanted to be like him, you know, and I tried to go to box, and the trainer saw my talent, and when I was a kid I started boxing since I was 8, and the trainer saw my talent. I started winning amateur fights, amateur tournaments, and after that the boxing was the only thing that I wanted to do in my life.
Awesome. So, hold on, I lost your question. Okay, who is your coach?
My coach is Roy Jones Jr. and Angel Santana.
All right. Roy's a very quiet man, but he is a fantastic boxer. Tell me what's it like to get in the ring, and you call it sparring, correct? What's it like to spar and box with Roy?
Oh, it's amazing. It's a really blessing to have Roy and Angel, and especially it was a little bit like science fiction when I first time step in the ring with Roy Jones Jr., one of my idols. And he's very, very dedicated to me, and he showed me some things that I need to change, and he helps me a lot, you know, for this time, for this almost 4 or 5 months since we training together. There is a lot of change in my boxing style and everything. I'm happy with them.
All right. And what has he had to change? Because I know, like tennis, my son plays tennis, and we're always on him about his feet. Move your feet, step in, step back. And how he takes the racket in or out. What about you? What has he changed for you?
Yeah, basically, I used to be a fighter that goes forward. I'm a hard puncher, and I always go forward, and I didn't have so good footwork and defense. Now we work on that, and everything gets a lot better, and I show it in my last fight in in North Carolina, in Charlotte, and we're getting better every day. I'm giving all my best to improve myself every day, so I hope soon gonna show the world and everybody gonna remember my name.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I tell Babyface and I've told Jason Ingwalson, it's not hope, you know. Because when you train with Roy and you train with that gym, it's a fantastic thing. You know that, right?
Yeah, of course. But some things, I believe in God, and some things are in the God's hand. So we'll see. My job is to train hard, to give my best. Everything else is up to God.
You're right, exactly. And on the line we have Sean Fisher with Hilltop Radio. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead and tell Sean your name again for us so we will pronounce it, because I don't want to mispronounce it. Are you still there?
Me?
Yes. Can you tell Sean your name for us one more time, how to pronounce it?
My name is Milorad Mičko Žižić. It's really hard to say in English, but...
All right, that's okay. So, Sean, we were talking about his training, and now we're going to go to... tell us about your daily training regimen. What do you do on a daily basis to get ready to box, and what does it look like, including eating?
Basically, I wake up early in the morning, every morning, come to gym, work with Angel a few hours, boxing things, you know, mitts, heavy bag, speed bag, jumping rope, some tactic and technique things. Also, when we're closer to fight, we have sparrings in the morning, and in afternoon, I go on track or running on mountain Charleston, and basically every day, 5 to 6 hours, we train hard.
Did you say you run at Mount Charleston?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, for everybody that's listening, Mount Charleston is about 20 minutes outside of Vegas. It's still in Vegas, but that's cold. That's the snow.
Yeah,
it has a little higher elevation. Why do you guys go there?
Higher elevation, and it's... because it's better to prepare my body to for hard work, so my my body can take it easier when I go to run on Mountain Charleston because of high elevation, and I can breathe easier, and I'm not getting tired as, for example, if I not go on mountain. So that Mountain Charleston is the really, really good thing for every athlete that lives in Las Vegas.
I guess I better get to that, huh, Sean? Sean, go ahead. What questions do you have for him?
I understand the training in the higher altitude. That gives you guys longer. I'm lost for thought now. It allows you to go longer in the ring when you're in a fight, correct?
Excuse me, can you repeat me slowly, please?
I said some of the boxers that I've heard, when they train in a higher altitude, it helps them to go longer rounds during a fight, correct?
Yeah, of course, because there is less oxygen on higher altitude, and your body easier take everything when you are on lower altitude. So if you're gonna be in great shape, if you want to be in great shape, you should go to mountain to prepare yourself.
Uh-huh. Okay. You could say go to the mountaintop too. Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm always a comedian.
How many times a week do you go to the mountaintop?
Twice a week.
Okay.
And we run 5 miles uphill.
Uphill.
5 miles uphill. Wow. Okay.
You're fantastic. You keep that up for and run some miles for me too. I'll be walking and dying. I'm impressed with you, young man. Now, I have a question, because I've seen boxing. I was blessed by Roy's gym to see a boxing match last, I think it was October, up close. How do you guys have stamina to go that long? Like, I know it doesn't seem long to us, but to me, each round is, what, 3 minutes? Is that right?
Yeah, the round of boxing is in... So we prepare ourselves for the fight mentally and physically, and everybody have a hard time during the fight, especially if the fight is tough. So, mm-hmm. But in our heads, we we have to know that we must go through everything that happens and that we must win the fight. So the feeling after fight, that moment when judge use your hand and put it in the air, you know, that's the best feeling in the world, better than everything. So everything is worth. Yeah.
And I have a further question. Why do you guys, I just want to know, why do you guys spit in the bucket when you take the water?
Excuse me?
You know how it's a fight when, Sean, stop laughing at you, at me. Okay, and when you guys fight, you guys spit in the bucket when you, just when you don't drink the water. Why don't you drink the water when you're fighting?
Yeah, after fighting, we drink a lot of water, but during the fight, we can use just a little bit because if we drink a lot of water between rounds, it can be very hard to absorb that water, and we're going to feel very bad because of feeling of heavy in our stomach. So we can use just a little bit, one or two.
Okay, all right. Now, how
water,
go ahead, Sean.
Now I was saying the water fills the boxers up. That's why they don't. That's why you see them wash it in the mouth and spits it out. That just gives them that taste of water that they need in the mouth, but they can't. Most of them don't drink a lot, like he just said.
Yeah. All right, well, that makes sense. See, I know these are weird questions, but I just have to know because I think boxing is a very unique sport to me. And I made the joke yesterday when I was posting online that it's the only sport that you can legally go in there and whoop somebody's butt and get away with it. I like it. I think it's lovely. They need to put me in the ring so I can beat up some people too. What do you do in your community? What do you do that to give back to your community? How are you involved?
Now I just moved to United States, and we're not doing too much now, but we have big plans. You know, I want to have some foundation one day to help young people to stay in sport, to help poor people, that everybody can have a chance in life. So we're going to do it in the future or very soon. We're gonna make some smart and some beautiful moves. So,
and a lot of people don't know this about Roy's Gym, is that they actually have a program that they work that's a very intensive homework, fitness, non-bullying program. They work with kids in the afternoon. And if I'm correct, the program is Monday through Thursday, and the kids come in the afternoon. They're held accountable for their homework. They get to actually box. And when it says bullying, it doesn't mean that the kids get in the ring and they actually just go beat up everybody. They actually teach them how to get away from a bully and how to ask for help. And Roy is, at the gym, is trying to work with schools in order to get a non-bullying. So Roy does some fantastic gym. Roy Jones Jr. Gym does some fantastic things. Okay, when's your next match? No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Roy Jones Jr. Boxing Academy is a nice place, and there is not a place where the kids come just to fight. You know, they learn how to be a better person. They learn how to be better in some very, very hard life situation, because boxing is just like life. You know, you have a hard time, a lot of time, so you must be strong person and mentally and physically, and everything gonna be okay if you believe. So my next fight is on March 13 in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I should fight on April 18th in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And in May, we're expecting a fight here in Las Vegas. That's all I know for now.
Oh, because we have Mayweather. Isn't that Mayweather the month that he's fighting too? That's going to be good.
Mm.
All right. What is your deepest fear as a boxer?
As for me, my deepest fear is, I didn't think about that too much, but it's losing a fight.
Hmm.
That's my deepest fear.
Okay. All right. And so far, how what is your, what do you guys call it, a record? What is your record so far? But you just moved.
My record is my record is 11-0. I'm undefeated with five knockouts.
And the interesting thing is, I have to say this because almost everybody that I know that I've met at Roy's Gym, I think almost, I haven't met everybody, has a record, just like Babyface, undefeated. You, undefeated. Roy, of course, undefeated. I would just be scared to get in the ring with Roy. I'd run, so I don't know how people get in the gym, in the ring with him. But the way that you guys train is unique to that gym. And I'm not giving away secrets, but it's a very unique way that you guys train. It's all about the mind, body, spirit, and internally, you're being, I'm trying to look for the right word, but in being internally understanding that you can do this. And it's hard, but you can do this. How can we promote you? What do you have a website? Things like that.
You can, I have no website, but I have a Facebook, Instagram, all the social media, Twitter. So you can follow me. You can see news about me. Just watch my fights, and of course, I think it's very interesting page. You can see a lot of interesting things on my fan page and my Instagram and that.
Go ahead and spell your name for us, because I'm going to go ahead and look post it for everybody where to find you when we get done. So go ahead and spell your name.
Yeah,
so I can
you
look
can
up
find
all
me.
Your...
You can find me on at MICKOZIZIC. Miko Zizic.
All right. Sean, did you have any questions before we go?
Just real quick. How much film do you watch on your opponent to prepare you for, you know, to try to find, you know, what his weak spots is, you know, how many times he keeps his left hand down, how many, you know, how long he keeps his right hand up, just, you know, those basic counterattacks.
Actually, I never watch the tapes of my opponent. I'm preparing for a fight to be ready for everybody. So I don't want to pressure my mind with him. So let him think about me. I don't want to think about my opponents.
I like that. Mm, wow.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Hip Hop Radio is, Sean, why don't you tell everybody about your radio station and where they can find you?
Hip Hop Radio Station is basically for independent artists. I do a women's talk show on Wednesday nights, and I give the opportunity for the independent artists that are out there that want their music to be heard, and also I have them on the air with old school hip hop legends and old school R&B legends and groups as well, to get a little bit of taste on how it is in the industry and how positive you have to be an entertainer and be heard. And you can go on Facebook as well and search Hilltop Radio Show, and there we are.
All right. Well, guys, thank you both for coming on today. I
thank
appreciate
you
guys.
Sorry for my English. It's not perfect.
Your English is fine. You're awesome, and I really appreciate you. Hold on the line as we go out. I just want to really thank you guys both. Good success to you. I will be meeting you. As I said before you came on, I have the flu, and I stay home. But I didn't want to make anybody sick, so I worked from my office today. But I appreciate you guys both. Have a great week. Again, thank you to Roy Jones Jr. Gym for allowing me to speak to all the boxers and the great things that they're doing in the community. Hello, Jason. And you guys have a great day and be good. Thank you guys both. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Looking forward to see you in our gym. Bye.
Thank you.